Hi, I'm Rich Glass from Dallas, known as the Big D. Number three on our list of top 10 compliance issues is a concern related to cost-sharing limits. Know your limits. Understand that the out-of-pocket maximums under the Affordable Care Act are lower than those for HSA-compatible, high-deductible health plans. The ACA rules focus on in-network essential health benefits for non-grandfathered plans. In their first year, 2014, those limits were the same as they are for high-deductible health plans. Since then, annual increases are based on two different indexes. For the ACA, it's the average increase in health insurance premiums, and for the high-deductible health plans, it's a consumer price index. What this means for 2016 is that you've got two separate sets of limits. The ACA has the self-only limit at $6,850, family limit at $13,700, and for high-deductible health plans, those limits are a little lower, $6,550 and $13,100 respectively. But wait, there's more. 2016 also introduces a new concept in this area, embedded individual out-of-pocket maximums within the family coverage tier. Here's how it works. Once any person who's covered under that family coverage reaches the self-only limit, which can be no more than $6,850, that person has reached the out-of-pocket maximum for that person, and the plan must pay in-network expenses at 100% for that person. In Dallas, we love our cowboys, but with out-of-pocket maximums, you cannot be a cowboy. You must know your limits for 2016. Thank you.